Welcome to Facing Fear with Sarah. My name is Sarah McInerney Hawk. I am your host. I went from 30 flirty and thriving to 30 flirty and surviving. I was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 30, and prior to that, I had faced a lot of fears in life, which led me to creating this podcast in 2019. Fast forward, here we are many years later, and I've interviewed over 100 different guests with many stories of how they face fear while remaining unapologetically authentic. That is what we are here to do, encourage you to live your life unapologetically and authentically. The Facing Fear world recently got a little bit bigger because a new part of it is in the world, and that's my book, my very first book. It's called Does Carcinoma Mean Cancer? It covers the 4 days between being tested for cancer and finding out that I had it, and the funny things that happened in between. Well, you know, funny, happy, sad, etc. It can be found anywhere on Amazon, and it's a graphic memoir, which means it is 70% art, 30% text, and it's 74 pages long. So it's something you could read in one sitting, revisit multiple times because the art has a lot of dual meanings, and I'm so proud of it. Go check it out on Amazon or facingfearwithsarah.com/book. All right, let's get into this week's episode. Well, you guys, not to be dramatic, but I am dramatic. And yes, the title of this episode, the little song piece that came in just now, it's true. It's time to go. The Facing Fear podcast is coming to an end. Woo! I know. I'm sad too, and I've avoided doing this for like the longest time, and I feel like shit right now. My allergies are making my head feel like it's a cement block. So what a better time to get on the mic and record, you know? But I've avoided this for long enough, and this is my attempt, like 100, to record this episode. So it's just time to do it, no matter what the conditions are, you know? So yeah, it's time to go. The Facing Fear podcast is coming to an end. You'll still be able to listen to all of the episodes of this show anytime you want, anywhere you want. And there's more than 120 episodes for you to choose from. But now's the time to go back and listen if you have not. Bringing this baby to an end means I will not be creating any new content, including episodes, interviews, promotions of the show, anything like that. I love it so, so, so much, but sometimes it's just time to go. And to be clear, Facing Fear isn't coming to an end. Facing Fear is my umbrella of all my creative work, like my book and speaking, but the podcast part is ending. So the intro song I played a little bit of and that I started talking about is called It's Time to Go by my girl Taylor Swift. I love this song because it's a reminder that ending things, leaving, moving on, running away, and even quitting is okay. It's okay to give in, give up, and just move on. I feel like lots of us were brought up taught to never quit and, you know, go out there like David Goggins, and even if it's lightning and thundering, like you better be doing your daily run. Like, that's just not the energy that I'm gonna be carrying with me ever or moving forward. And there's definitely a lot of truth in never quitting and never giving up. I think that's a very valuable sentiment and phrase and thing to live by, but it doesn't have to apply to every fucking sector of your life. So after making the decision to end this part of my life, I have been breathing a little bit easier and feeling a lot lighter. I know this is the right move for me. And actually, I wrote this episode while at a really cool bookshop downtown. And on my way home, there was a whole bunch of lightning strikes as I was coming home. And it was like so beautiful to watch. It was like a fireworks show, but it was lightning. And I missed my exit because I was a little distracted, but it just felt like that was the sign I needed. You know, I was downtown working, getting all this off my chest and off my mind and brain. And then on the way home, I just felt like I got this beautiful natural reinforcement. I told you, oh my gosh, you guys, my nose, hold on. Okay, I just paused to spare you from all my sniffing. I'm going to try to not be nasally, but good Lord, maybe this is another reason why this shit is just not for me anymore. Okay, but let's go back for a second. When I chose the name and logo for my personal brand, Facing Fear, I did so incredibly intentionally. The word facing, F-A-C-I-N-G, is an active verb. And I chose an active verb because we will all face fears in life over and over and over. It's not like you just do one and that's it. It doesn't matter who you are, how privileged you are, where you come from, what you want in life, or what you don't want. Facing fear is a part of every single human experience. I also chose that word facing instead of like conquering fears or overcoming fears or dominating fears because we're not going to just go through life and like check these off. Like fears can't just be checked off like a to-do list. Some of them take forever to work through. Some of them are avoided for years and then maybe worked on. And usually it's not as simple as conquering a fear and being like, yep, that's behind me. Because sometimes you have to go over it, under it, through it, around it, sneak attack the fear. Like there's a lot of different ways to approach fear and it looks different for each person. And from the bottom of my heart, all I have wanted is for you to be brave enough to just get up and face the fear. That's it. I'm not asking you to conquer it, dominate it, get it behind you. Like just have the bravery to stand up and face that fear. Just look at it. Just look at it. Then we can go from there on moving past it however we need to. And if you've ever been to a speaking engagement of mine, you know I have four specific pillars and tips and tricks to help you do just that. But really what this brand comes down to is just being brave enough to look at it, just being brave enough to address it, to consciously think about the fear, and then we'll get to the doing something. But just for now, just be able to continue facing fears. So here I am once again doing just that, facing fear and recording while I sound so nasally, it's ridiculous and I feel horrible. but in reality, what I'm doing is facing fear and letting go of this baby. If I am being truly honest with myself, I just want to be a speaker and an author. That's it, period, full stop. That's the dream. And for the longest time, I thought that I had to be 17 things at once to be seen as badass or successful and whatnot. Now I know that old Sarah did that because if one of my 7 projects like fell apart or failed, I could still be juggling 6 more in the air to give the illusion of success and just kind of hide behind, well, I don't really have to sink my heart and head and money into one thing because I have 16 other things going on. So I will try, but I'm not going to try that hard. And if it fails or whatever, it doesn't work, like I'm not going to be that invested. I've never just done one thing. And it's time to be honest and I don't know, maybe juggle only 3 balls in my life instead of 17. Considering I'm not a professional circus act, I actually think that's pretty fair. I want to have specific goals and become great along the way of getting there. I'm sick of just having a good podcast, an okay speaking career, a solid book. I want to be great. And being great means giving up anything that isn't driving towards those goals. Podcasting is so fun, exciting. It's a way to connect. It's cathartic. It's all of these things and so much more, but it's also very demanding. It can be really lonely and it's weekly work just to make ends meet, let alone just doing all the marketing that is required nowadays to stand out because quite literally everyone and their mother has a podcast. Everyone. So you may be thinking, okay, well, bitch, who is even holding you to all these deadlines and expectations? It's not like this podcast is sponsored or supported by funds. And well, yeah, you're right. That person holding my neck to the line on deadlines and expectations is me. I'm the problem. It's me. I have learned over and over throughout life that For me, I do not like loose ends. I'm either all in or all out. One of my favorite quotes from Parks and Rec from the legendary Ron Swanson is never half-ass to a thing. Oh my gosh, let me get this right. Is never half-ass two things, whole-ass one thing. And I so love and respect that. And so if I can't give my whole to this outlet, it's time to go. And I used to be able to do that. I used to be able to juggle 17 things at once and give my all to all of them to the best of, you know, my perceived ability. And boy, oh boy, cancer absolutely was a tornado in my life that sucked me up at 30 years old. And I kid you not, I'm not even saying this sarcastically or just to be funny. I feel like a 60-year-old. My energy, my ability to recall things and just physically and mentally, it's just not the same. And this is a part of that. Like, I can't juggle 17 things anymore, and I can't give all the energy to things like I used to. And so obviously, yeah, I'm really sad realizing that, right? Because I'd love to like have a job and be an instructor and be a podcaster. There's so many people who do it. And boy, oh, if you go to social media, everybody out there is crushing it but you, right? But I don't want to be that way anymore. And I can't. Like, I do not have the same abilities that I had before. Another very intentional piece of the Facing Fear logo that I chose when I was bringing the brand to life was for the brand to be represented by a lightning bolt. We can usually tell when a storm is coming, right? By the change in the air, the temperature, a gut feeling. Lightning bolts appear, but that's when it's time to take action. Whether that's running and hiding under an umbrella or knowing you need to get inside, lightning bolts invoke a response. And that's the same with facing fear. Usually it just creeps up like a storm, like you kind of start having these thoughts or conversations with people, or you want to vent about things, but you're so scared. So you just keep walking down the same street, avoiding it or hiding from it. But when lightning strikes, you have to face it. And I think in facing fear, there is that moment where you come to the end of the road and it's like, babe, there's no more avoiding this. You have to make a decision. And the two are the same for me. Face the storm, face the fear. Lightning is the game changer in this repeated process we all experience of facing fear. And I had my lightning moment while doodling on a plane recently. Oh my gosh, hold on. I gotta blow my nose again. Ugh. Being on a plane is one of my favorite places to be, not because it's comfortable, because it's not. But I love being up there in the air and absolutely having zero distractions and getting lost in thought. It is my favorite place to intentionally like write or think or doodle or plan. I never buy the Wi-Fi. I don't use, you know, the free Wi-Fi available. Like, I love having everything shut off. So anywho, on a recent flight, I wrote this poem and visual to go with it. And as I was doing this, I was like, damn, this is it. This is my moment to take action and face this fear and relieve myself of this pressure and uneasiness and to listen to my gut. Okay, so here's the poem. It goes, may I always shed my skin before it ever closes me in. And then because I wrote this on my remarkable tablet, my favorite tool of all time, I drew something to go with it. I drew the word shed, so S-H-E-D, each letter stacked on top of each other, and then a snake kind of weaving through those letters. So I made that nice and big in the middle, and then off to the left side of shed, I wrote, may I always, and then on the right side of shed, I wrote, my skin. So now we have may I always, my shed, S-H-E-D with my snake through it, skin on the right. And then underneath, I wrote in an arch, I wrote before it ever closes. And then for the word in, I put the I and the N super close to each other like they're being, corralled. and I squish them together, and then I put a coiled snake around in. And that snake is a little bit more evil. It has its tongue sticking out to where the top one does not. Okay, so the poem again is, may I always shed my skin before it ever closes me in. And this is what this exit comes down to, shedding this skin before it suffocates and closes in on me and I get bitter or angry and upset and hateful or jealous or pissed, etc. Instead of me like drilling into my head, into the ground that I have to keep podcasting, we're going to face this fear and do the uncomfortable thing. We're going to shed the skin and just see what's next without really knowing the path before me. I love nature, and it's obviously so reflective in life and always teaching us. So after I got off the plane, I was waiting for my girlfriend to pick me up from the airport, and I was like, I have to know right now about shedding skins and snakes. So I Googled, and here's what I found from a website called reconnectwithnature.org. I mean, how perfect of a source is that? Am I right? Okay, so here's what I learned. Snakes are unique among wildlife because of their ability to do this, to shed their skin. They do so because their skin doesn't fit anymore or because it's old and worn out. Hi, hello, it's me. Second fact I learned. Snakes can shed their skin as often as once a month or just a few times a year. A reminder that we're always allowed to change as often as we need. Fact number three. Many factors can affect how and when snakes shed their skin, including species, age, weather, and temperature. Getting rid of parasites is also a benefit of shedding skins. So look at all those factors that can allow us to change. And a lot of those are like outside of our control and outside of us, right? But it's being conscious enough to know that if those things are changing us, maybe some of them even have parasites, instead of holding onto that skin that no longer fits us, we can let it go. Okay, and fact number four. Before a snake sheds its skin, it usually goes into hiding because there's an eye cloud that comes over their eyes that it makes it hard for them to see. So they hibernate for a moment, which sounds like a lovely place to be when going through change, right? Taking a moment to step back and be in a comfortable place to make this change instead of just charging forward or forcing yourself to see it through and do it and never quit. How about you just give yourself some love, some comfort before you shed that skin and move on? And I've been very able to do that up until this moment where I'm very uncomfortable because I am having the worst allergies ever. Sorry, I keep saying it, but it is just really driving me nuts. Anywho, the process the snakes go through is so, so relatable to me. Change has always been so freaking hard for me, and I've always been resistant to it. Letting go of the podcast is just that. I'm shedding another skin before it closes in. And wow, have I shed some major skins over just the past 3 years. In 2021, I left the Finish Line Youth Foundation after 6 years of waking up every day to do a job I loved. In 2022, cancer erupted my life and shed a lot of personal beliefs, relationships, and truths that I had known in life prior. A lot of stuff was shed and taken off and left behind or taken from me. Then in 2023, I felt my skin just closing in again and made the decision to leave Finish Line after 9 years. Now we're in 2024 and I've recently shed my fitness instructor skin, which is a whole other facing fear story. And I would love to share it on here, but we're going to keep it to the podcast topic today. And then at present day, here we are shedding another skin again. Now that I've made the decision and I feel confident in it, I can see so clearly why my gut was telling me to do this, to start considering if this is for me anymore, if this is where I want to spend my energy, if this is what I want to do after hours of work, come home, be on a computer, edit, go on social media, make videos, pay for a video. I can kind of see what my gut was telling me to do now. In college, I started a blog after studying abroad in Ireland and documenting that. I went on to tell my own stories for a few years afterwards, whether that was through interviewing other people or doing speaking engagements. Telling my own stories allowed me to digest my life experiences and understand myself more. Being able to talk about my life experiences did so much for me to digest what college was and how it changed me, because I changed a lot from high school to graduating college and then into my early 20s. It really just helped me understand myself. And so once I became, you know, confident in myself, I was like, okay, I want to start passing the mic. I want to hear other stories. I want to be an avenue for other people to share their stories. And so it was time to give the spotlight to others. So I decided to start a blog called Passion Profiles, and then that evolved into this, the Facing Fear podcast. To date, I've interviewed well over 100 people in the history of this show and that blog that I used to have. And here's where we come full circle. Going through and surviving cancer happened at 1,000 miles for me. Everything goes so fast, and I never really sat long enough to understand it. And it's still been really hard to grasp all of the lessons that it continuously taught me and teaches me. And I think it's time to turn inward and focus on myself again. And that's what I really want to do. I want to be still. I want to sit. I want to do more of that being part of the human being experience. I want to work on the many poems I've started and stopped due to other priorities interrupting that. I want this book that I have now, Does Carcinoma Mean Cancer, to kick ass and be everywhere. I want to be an amazing public speaker because I not only have an incredible story myself, but I've learned from so many others. I'm down to 2 goals for the first time in forever, and I plan to continue to market my book. I have literally 2 more ideas for 2 more books in my head I would love to work on, and I want to fucking relax after work and not jump on a computer to do what is required to uphold a podcast to a high quality caliber. And I want to flow. I don't want to be held to this weekly deadline anymore to make, create, and produce content. Okay, so now that you know a lot of my why, I do want to end this little cute, short, sweet, nasally episode. Again, I'm so sorry for your ears, but I'm about to give you a gift, so it's all good. I'm going to give you the full version of the Taylor song, and then I'm going to do 1 more episode where I'm going to reflect on highlights, lowlights, what I've learned from doing the podcast, and just remembering and throwing myself a little going away party. I am very excited and nervous about that. So this is part 1. There will be another part 2 coming. I would love to promise it's coming the final week after this, but that seems to not be working for me. So this is part 1 of just kind of knowing why it's ending. And I so appreciate all of you for being here and listening. And here is to facing fear in whatever form it may come.
When the dinner is cold and the chatter gets old, you ask for the tab. Oh, that moment again, he's insisting that friends look at each other like that. When the words of a sister come back in whispers, the proof she was not, in fact, what she seemed, not a twin from your dreams, she's a crook who was caught. That old familiar body ache, the snaps from the same little breaks in your soul. You know when it's time to go. At your job, then the son or the boss gets the spot that was yours. We're trying to save for the kids when keeping it how it is will only break their hearts worse. That old familiar body ache, the snaps from the same little breaks in your soul. You know when it's time to go. Sometimes giving up is the strong thing. Sometimes to run is the brave thing. Sometimes walking out is the one thing that will find you the right thing. Sometimes giving up is the strong thing. Sometimes to run is the brave thing. Sometimes walking out is the one thing that will find you the right thing. 15 years, 15 million tears, begging till my knees bled. I gave it my all, he gave me nothing at all, then wondered why I left. Now he sits on his throne, in his palace of bones, praying to his greed. He's got my past, frozen behind glass, but I've got me. That old familiar body ache, the snaps from the same little breaks in my soul. I know when it's time to go. Sometimes giving up is the strong thing. Sometimes to run is the brave thing. Sometimes walking out is the one thing that will find you the right thing. Sometimes giving up is the strong thing. Sometimes to run is the brave thing. Sometimes walking out is the one thing that will find you the right thing. That will find you the right thing.
You made it to the end of the episode, so I'm going to give you a little surprise. I was recently published in the Wildfire magazine. It is the first and only publication for and by those who are too young to be affected by breast cancer. And you can go get this issue at a discount. So visit wildfirecommunity.org and use code WILDFIRE15, or even better, use the link in my social media, in the show notes today. And if you use that particular link and the code, you can not only save yourself money, but you can also earn me a little bit of money as I get a kickback from every purchase used under Sarah's link. So go check it out in the show notes. The issue is themed The New Normal. And this is relatable for anybody who's been through some kind of storm in life and is trying to figure out who they are and who and what and how and why life goes on afterwards. So check it out. Go visit wildfirecommunity.org. Use code WILDFIRE15 to save on your version of a print or digital copy of the latest issue called The New Normal. Thank you so, so much for your support.